The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's Farrell on the bench in the biggest way possible, hanging out the bad seed, a broken day, a bad apple with a bad attitude, hanging around a bunch of bad actors, bad taste, bad life, bad dude, bad breath, bad attitude, bad vibes. We are live in the Magic City Studios in the Farrell Palatia, right across the river through the woods from where Granny's about to go to bed. But before she does, she said she wanted a couple of tokes off of that white chocolate stick, even though it's a sativa in New York City. The Big Apple. Ooh. People dress in plastic bags to ready traffic. Some kind of fashion shaking up should do. But all my friends come around, flat to party of rats on the west side. Bed bugs uptown. What a mess. This town's a tatter. My brain's just splattered all over Manhattan. Should do be shaking. Hey, what's gigging? It's Farrell with Mafia tonight. The number's toll-free. That means you don't have to pay, slick. 844-843-6879. That's 844-843-6879 to get on the bench. I got to tell you, I heard the guys on Sports Grid talking about it, Dane and company, spitting speeds, talking about Curry. I've been watching this game all night as well, like they were doing on In-Game Live. All I know is I'm just cracking up watching it. I just absolutely am laughing. And Mafia heard me laughing. I'm just laughing watching this guy, Steph Curry, go off on the Sixers. It is absolutely unbelievable watching this guy right now in this absolute fog he is in hitting threes. You can't even find him. I mean, he is absolutely going off. Shooting 49% from three in his last 10 games. He's made over 73 pointers in his last 10 games. He's shooting 55% from the floor. The guy broke Kobe's record for consecutive 30-point games by a player over the age of 33. And, I mean, tonight he's just absolutely surreal. I'm sitting here watching him. He's got 43, including 9 threes. And I mean to tell you, the last 5 of them have been from 25 to 35 feet out. I mean, he hit one literally on the Wells Fargo Center logo on the wing up about 6 feet past the line. I mean, he is Drano, absolute Drano from downtown. It is unbelievable, this guy's range. And the shots he's sticking, not only that, but he's also, I mean, you got to be the mean sibling guy like Farrell, where he's just doing his brother right in front of his, parents on national television. Mom and dad are home watching the game. All the cousins, sisters, aunts, uncles, Lions, Tigers, and Bears. And he's got, his brother's got 15, Seth. And he had it all in the first half. He literally had all of his points in the first half. I don't think he scored in the second half. He hit three. In fact, I know he didn't. He had three threes in the first half, and Steph had four. So they had seven threes in the first half. And the bottom line is that his brother had 15, no rebounds, five dimes. Meanwhile, the older brother, 13 of 27 from the floor, 9 of 16 from three, a rebound, and a five spot in dimes. We welcome our radio affiliates, SiriusXM, Mightier 1090 in San Diego, near Tijuana, Tijuana, Sports Map and Sports Byline Radio Networks, Armed Forces Radio, Hoorah, Soldier Hoorah, for all events with Mafia, 844-843-6879 is the number to get on the bench. We're talking about the end of this game, which the Warriors are going to win, and they're going to win in Philly, and they're going to win in Philly because of Steph Curry. I mean, he literally took over the game. He's getting double teamed on every possession, and he's still rocking it. And he hit another one now. He's got 10 threes and 46 points. I mean, honest to God, there's still 30 seconds left. Why not shoot another one? I mean, why not shoot another one? Foul on Embiid. I mean, this guy is going off like nobody's business. 14 to 28 from the floor. That last one from dead out, and he is talking it. He's talking, walking the walk, talking the talk. He is letting everyone in Philadelphia know who the man is. He's talking, pointing fingers, looking at the crowd, showing everyone that he means business. And I mean to tell you, not one of those threes was near the line. Not one of them was near the line. Every one of them was 3 or 4 or 5 feet past the line. I mean, he's Dagger City from, I mean, way downtown. I'm not even talking about downtown. I'm talking about the outskirts of the city. I mean, Lavia, I have never seen anything like it, honestly. Most games with 10-plus three-pointers made in NBA history, he's got 21 of them. 10-plus. Most games with 10-plus made threes. 21 games with more than 10. He's got 10 tonight. And now he's got 48 points in this game. 29 seconds left. Give him another shot for the 5-0. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, this guy, I can't even get over what I'm watching. Then he gets a rebound.
When you're sick, you call a doctor. When your pipes break, you call a plumber. And when you're ready to win,
you keep it right here.
For sports gaming strategies and information, experts.
It's a thing.
The home of the winning edge. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
I mean, it's for all on the bench with Mafia. I got to tell you, Mafia, there's just no getting around it. That this guy, Steph Curry, is just a freak. I mean, I never wanted to, like, I guess, like, I always knew that he was an incredible shooter, right? Like everyone else. But, you know, just three titles, whatever, the 73-win season, everything he's accomplished, there's no denying his greatness. It's just surreal, though, what he's doing. You know, it's just absolutely surreal what he's doing, shooting the ball right now. I mean, honest to Christ, this guy is just, it's not even real. It's like, it can't even be happening. Like, I just saw this guy, like, literally tonight. He was in a stretch where he was 1 of 8 or something in the third. He got cold. And to see a guy, you know, typically if a guy gets cold, that's it. It's all she wrote. It's lights out. You're done for the night. You're not getting it back. But meanwhile, this guy sits down at the beginning of the fourth, cools off, gets some rest, comes in with 7 minutes left, and so does Embiid. And I mean to tell you, he went on a tear like I've never seen. Like, he just, I think every single shot he took was a three or a free throw, because he kept getting fouled. If he drove, he got fouled and made them both. And then in the end of the game, he missed a free throw because he had been gouged in the eye on a rebound. He went to the line and missed the front end, but he made the second one and finished with 49. I mean to tell you, this guy went 14 of 28 from the floor, 10 of 17 from 3-point, another 10 three-ball night, and 10 threes made, and 3 rebounds, 5 dimes, and 2 fouls in the game. And then I just want to look at what he did in terms of 11 of 12 from the line. So he would have been perfect from the line if he didn't have his eye gouged out. So I'm just sitting here watching, and the thing that I just couldn't fathom was the distance of the shots. Like I said before, this wasn't at the line threes. These were 5 feet past the line shots. One of them was at least, I mean, honestly, like, I'm looking at the Staples Center floor right now. The Wells Fargo logo on the wing in front of the sideline is another foot. It's another foot from where the one at the Staples Center is. I'm talking about wider. It's another foot wider toward the sideline. I mean, this guy literally was shooting. It was like a 35-footer. And it was just absolutely Splashville. This guy is draining shots from beyond reasonable distances. I mean, there's no one else in the league doing it. Who else is shooting 35-footers? Like, their free throws. And he just literally took over the game. Here's what happened. So the Sixers came back and got the lead. They were down 7. The Warriors had built a lead of 7. And they went on a tear. I mean, it is unbelievable. It was so unbelievable watching this game. I have to literally pull it up. I literally have to pull it up, because I can't even tell you. So in the fourth quarter, all right, you get to the fourth quarter, and they're up, let's see, the 81-74, right? They're up 7 right there. And then Thibault makes pull-up jumpers, 81-76. Then Maxey makes two-pointers, 81-78. Then Maxey makes a 13-foot pull-up jumper. It's 81-80. Then Thibault makes a 2-foot dunk on a pass. Beautiful from Seth Curry. 82-81 Sixers. Then it's Embiid makes 2 free throws. It's 84-81. Sixers up. Embiid makes a driving dunk. It's 86-83. Then Curry makes a 29-footer to make it 86-86. All right, so remember what I said to you. They were up 7, then they were down. They were up 7, and then they were down. You know, the Warriors, they were up 7, and then the next thing you know, they get down, you know, 3. After being up 7, he hits a 29-footer. So that's long range. And then after that, Maxey makes a 7-footer. It's 88-86. Then Green, an 18-footer, 88. Then Matisse Thybulle makes a layup, 90-88. Then Curry, a 27-foot three. Notice the distance, 91-90 Warriors. Then Embiid makes a free throw, 91 apiece. Embiid makes the second, 92-91. Curry makes a free throw, 92s. Then he makes another one, 93-92. And then it was over. Curry, a 29-foot three. Boom, they're up 4. Wiggins makes a 2-pointer, 98-92. Curry, a 28-foot dagger downtown, 101-92. Milton makes a 25-foot three. It's 101-95. It's a 6-point game. Then Curry, a 29-foot step back J. Boom, 104-95. Then he makes free throws, 105-95, 106-95. You get the gist of it. Then he makes free throws again. It's just unbelievable. 107-95. They got a free throw. Tucker makes a free throw. 107-96. That's the final. I mean, honestly, all of his shots were threes. And they were all in the neighborhood of, you know, 25 to 30 feet. I'm telling you, like, I'm sure they're right. I'm wrong. But that one out on the wing on the Wells Fargo logo, I mean, it was so far downtown. Doc Rivers could have picked his pocket, like taking all his money out of his wallet. That's how close he was to the head coach on the sideline. And I'm talking about literally he was at the end of the runway and everybody else was in the terminal. I mean, this guy, I mean, he is an absolute dagger specialist, pimp daddy. I mean, this guy, watching him go off tonight was just erotica. It really was. He just,
if I want you, all three of them, to hold you, I'm going to slap you, I'm going to spit on you, I'm going to kick you, and I'm going to go, woo, all night long.
All night long. All night long. And his poor brother. Oh, my God. If I were his brother, literally, I'd go right now. I'd shave off my beard. Maybe shave off all my hair, too. And leave the arena bald and clean shaven so no one recognizes me. Because there is nothing you can say other than your brother just showed you up hard, harshly, on your home floor, in your building. And it was 20-15 at halftime of their shooting war between the two of them. And the kid, Seth, never scored again. What does that tell you?
And take a little sticks out of your head, clean out your ears, and maybe you would see that I'm a person who has feelings.
That was actually Seth Curry right there. We got him right off the floor trying to see if he was going to shave his head and his face.
You know,
because he has a very thick
if my
beard.
My dog was as ugly as you, I'd shave his butt and tell him to walk backwards.
That was my son, Gunner, at the game trying to talk smack to Seth Curry. When he came off the floor, try to get him involved in learning how to get under people's skin at an early age. I mean, honestly, it's got to suck to know that you're really good and your brother is 10 times better than you. I mean, Seth's a really good player. He really is a good player. He's solid. And his brother is just roasting him like almonds on a fire. I mean, roasting his onions like nobody's business. I mean, it is so embarrassing watching that guy take over a game and just daggers from all over the place, rainbow teardrop daggers. I mean, falling out of the sky like bananas. I mean, it was crazy watching this guy hit shots tonight. That game was so good watching him take over. I can barely get into this Jazz-Laker game. Early on here, 13-5 Jazz, and they're wearing the green unis in Lipstick City. Problem with people. Everybody expects every team in the effing league to win the Super Bowl. One team wins. The rest of them lose.
Nothing for you.
How about that? One last indignity.
Pharrell on a bench with you. And, you know, it's funny. Embiid did an interview with ESPN and he said, quote, that the Sixers had been, quote, damn near unbeatable, end quote. And he said that literally, I mean, bottom line, basically, no one can guard him. Quote, I feel like I'm unguardable, end quote. Tonight he got lit up by a 28-28 team, now 29-28, and he got absolutely done in by a little shooting guard. An absolute just humiliated him. Steph Curry humiliated Embiid. Embiid blocked one of his shots. Well, good for you. You're 7 foot tall and 300 pounds. It must be difficult for you to block shots when your head touches the rim. Bottom line is, Curry humiliated him, lit him up, doubled him up in scoring. I mean, and as usual, he was flopping all over the court and taking guys out at their ankles. He just, when he's not winning, he's not happy and he gets mad and he loses his cool and he gets crazy on the court. And he did a lot of it tonight. He was all over the court, blowing guys' legs out. Guys' bodies, Looney was flying all over the court, falling down after Embiid crushed into him about five times. Same thing with Embiid against Draymond Green. Draymond Green got called for five fouls. At least three of them were terrible calls. And he took a charge on Embiid and got literally plowed over like a Peterbilt. And Embiid starts throwing his weight around. That's what he does when he's losing. And the funniest thing is watching him lose, because he does not lose well. I mean, he looks like a little baby at the sandbox going to start crying. Take his ball and go home. And there's nothing better for me than watching that guy lose, because that's all he does do is lose.
You know what? You hurt my feelings, and now I'm going home, all right?
Well, go home then. Hey, don't forget your ball. So this guy that I know, Mafia knows him. One day he tackled me going in for a breakaway layup, and it was a dirty flagrant foul, and there was no stopping me. I was going in, I was going to scoop it in. I had the whole thing going where I held it out in my hand. I had it just, it was a George Gervin finger roll finish, all alone, no one stopping me, easy money. And this guy tackled me, and, obviously, Mafia didn't like what I did afterwards. I got up and I took a ball, the ball that, you know, he tackled me. So I took the ball and I, from 3 feet away, I threw it in his face 100 miles an hour. Smacked it right off his face.
I tell you, these players nowadays, they're just running around lost. They all hopped up on beer and painkillers is what it is. Painkillers.
Yeah. And I smashed his face in with a ball from about five feet away. And it was a perfect strike, too, right in the face, right in between his nose and eye and ear. Like, all I took out one side of his face, like the Phantom of the Opera. Mafia, you remember that. And all I know is the guy, he stormed out. He stormed out and narked on me. He went and told on me like a girly man. And then when the suits came in to get me, I was like, I called him every name in the book. I called him a narc and everything else. You name it, I called him every name in the book. And I mean every name. And they were all foul and repulsive. And Mafia was like, they're going to throw you out of here. You got to calm down. You got to stop. Here, take a breath. Here, take one of these. Mafia's giving me gummy bears. Calm down. And all I know is the guy never played again. And he took his ball and went home. Never played again. Quit the club. And then moved. He moved. He moved out of the state. I'm not even kidding. I never saw that guy again as long as I lived. And he took
We're
his ball and went home.
We're getting the inside scoop here, fellas.
He moved. He moved in. He moved in with his mommy in Florida. Oh, my God.
Hey, bud, what's your problem?
I didn't really have a problem with the guy. I really didn't. You want to tackle me going in for a, you know, an easy layup and just a cheap shot, you know, flagrant foul? And, you know, Mafia knows. I'll play any way you want. You want to play dirty? Okay, watch this. Whap, right off your face. See how you like that?
You know, that probably didn't go over too well.
See how you like that swollen face for the next 3 days from 5 feet away, 100 miles an hour. I literally threw it like Chapman and smashed his face in. It was awesome. Another night, I'm just talking about my reflections of Embiid. When he loses, he takes his ball and goes home. He's a terrible loser. And it's written all over his face. So one day we're playing, and there's this guy, and everybody hates him. Everybody hates him. And there's a difference. Everybody knows that I'm capable of filling it up, and I'm also capable of being dirty. And I'm also capable of, you want to play cheap shot, dirty? I'm your guy, because I'll do whatever you need. You want something dirty done? Come to Pharrell, because I'll do it. I'll deliver. I'm like lame beer. So one day we're playing, and Mafia knows what I'm going to talk about. These two brothers play. One of them's great. Great player. You know who I'm talking about, Mafia? You don't remember the guy that plays with his hat on backwards?
For sure.
Okay. So we're playing one day, and this kid plays with his hat on backwards. He's like, I don't know, it was like Woody Harrelson or something, plays with his hat on. Who plays basketball with a baseball cap on? I don't know. I mean, besides Woody Harrelson, no one. So anyway, the especially guy's indoors, playing ball indoors with a hat on. So anyway, the guy's a really good player. He really is. And I don't deny that. They're both great players. The brother's way better. The brother's a stud. He played in New York and was a star player in high school and played college ball, the whole deal. But the younger fat brother is the one that he can ball. He can flat out ball. There's no doubt he can ball. He's a good player, but he gets in all kinds of fights and he plays dirty. And so one day we're playing and he wanted to play dirty. And I kept warning him. I said, listen, dude, the game's going on and I'm talking to him. I'm chirping. I go, listen, I'm promising you this isn't going to end well for you. You know, so you might want to just stop with all your shenanigans, because it's just, I promise you, you're not going to leave here the way you came in. And he just kept going at it with me. Well, I ended that with an elbow to his face, 100 miles an hour, and broke his nose. Whap! Done. On the ground. Done. Game over. You lose. Plop goes the weasel. Down you go. Now, and then I stood over him and I said, oh my God, are you all right? I'm so sorry. I don't know what came over me. I can't even believe that happened.
What
just
in God's name are you doing?
I said, I'm just getting a Big Ten rebound. You miserable mother brother. Ooh. And that was the end of...
You just made the list, buddy.
That was the end of my problems with him, too. That was the end of my problem. He knew what would happen if he came around me. Mob, you knows I'm not even exaggerating. I'm a horrible person. I'm a sinner. And I'm a bad overall, in general, human being. That's why I go to Mass to pray for my sins, Mafia, as you know. I have tremendous problems mentally, physically, and spiritually. And so Embiid reminds me of that. Like, he starts rolling around trying to injure people. And then when the game's over, he sits on the court and cries. And he has this look on his face like someone stole his Cadillac and the world's ending. And it's another season down the drain. The Celtics, what have they done to him? Two out of the last 3 years. Did you see your boy over there?
Oh, God. All you do is lose. Oh, God. Oli, 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 oli.
So, did you see our boy JK in Philly? Did you see him tweeting me? It's okay for Pharrell to be wrong. It's okay. Pharrell's are in the right to be wrong about the Nets beating the Sixers. That it's okay for Pharrell to be wrong about the Sixers. That they're going to win it all. I'm like, the Sixers are going to win it all. I have heard it all. I mean, listen, I don't deny that they're good. I don't deny they're capable. I don't deny they got a good coach. I don't deny I love Simmons. And I mean, Harris can ball. They didn't play tonight. I think it would have made a big difference if they played, but they didn't play because every night star players never play. So every night, which team tonight or tomorrow or the next day are you going to pick for all the star players not to play? Because it's every night. It's every night in the NBA that you don't know who's playing. So a massive disadvantage for bettors, because you never know who's going to play until an hour before they play. And then you got the star players all sitting out every night. So you lose and it's, you know, cry me a river. Cry me an effing river that you lose without Simmons and Harris. Whatever. All I know is I think they're a really good team. Doc Rivers is a good coach. Really good team. And they always lose. Do they not always lose? They always lose. What's it been since 1983? And you're giving me advice about the Sixers winning titles? I mean, shock yourself, son.
These days, it's hard to find something you can trust. Your car?
Yeah, right.
Trust takes time. And that's why we're here.
24 hours a day.
7 days a week. We are your trusted source for gaming, odds,
and more.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
right, for all in a bunch with Mafia. So, Mafia, do you feel any differently than I do about the 76ers? Like, I don't deny they're good, but I also know they're beatable. Like, watching a team tonight in the Warriors, I mean, let's face facts. They're 500. I mean, do you actually think, like, if a 500 team can beat you on your own floor with one guy scoring 49 points and you double him all night and you still can't stop him? He should have had 50. He missed a free throw after they gouged his eye out. But the bottom line is he missed one free throw in the game, should have had 50 points, but he had 49, 10 threes, and he lit them up like a Christmas tree. And all I know is if you can't beat them, a team that's in the 9 spot in the West, right? If you can't beat them, then how the hell are you going to beat all of the good teams in the East? Now, I don't deny that Sixers are good enough to go to the Eastern Final, and maybe they will win, but I still don't. Even if they come out of the East, even if, let's say, hypothetically, Mafia, they come out of the East, I still don't think they win the title. They'll lose in the finals.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, this is a team that I know they have Doc Rivers now, so it's supposed to be different, but every year we've seen them, and they, you know, rip through all these teams in the regular season, and then all of a sudden he gets to the playoffs, and he gets 7 games against a team. And then, again, this year, you got to go back and forth. They have to play on the road again. You got a little reprieve from that last year and still couldn't win. Every time they got to go on the road, it's an issue. Now, I know with where they're ranked right now in the East, there's a lot less games on the road. But still, if they get one stolen at home, you know, I can't believe that they're going to win a series because they always blow it on the road. And when you're going to lose to teams like the Warriors, when you're going to barely beat the Nets with only Kyrie Irving in there, the big three, and, you know, even missing other guys as well, I mean, I just can't think that you really are going to be the team that's going to come out of there. And I know everyone's going to say, oh, well, you know, they're not this regular season. No one takes a regular season seriously. It doesn't matter. That game doesn't matter for the playoffs. But, you know, when you're a team like them, when you're a team that's perennially choked in the playoffs and has shown us in the regular season during these years that there are games like this, you know, where you're like, you just don't care, how am I going to take you seriously in the playoffs? Like, when you're playing the best teams, you got to beat them and beat them pretty good when they're not their main guys. When you're playing the crappy teams, you got to beat them even worse. And there's just too many games like this that they just don't care that always makes me question them in the playoffs.
I mean, they honestly, you know, good point about them on the road. But the reality is they lost tonight at home against a team that was a game under 500. And, I mean, he did an interview talking about them being unbeatable and no one can stop him. Well, I mean, they did, you know, to me, holding him down tonight, I think he had 28 or something like that. Holding him down in the game, you know what I mean? Like, for me, it's just like, what do you need to know? I just want to look at, I think he had 28. I could be wrong. I just want to get the exact score here of what he did, because I think he had 28. He did. He had 28. He was 8 of 21 from the floor. He hit 1 3. He had 13 boards, 8 dimes. He had a huge game, but he still, you know, got outscored by 21 by Steph Curry. And I mean, you got a little point guard lighting you up like that, whatever you want to call him, point guard, shooting guard. I mean, he's the extraordinaire is what he is. He does everything. He's the all everything guard. He literally, I think he plays the one and the two, because he moves without the ball like no other and gets open and hits those shooting guard shots. I mean, I'm surprised he doesn't pass to himself. And the rapport he's got with Green, who loses his cool like no other in the NBA. He's a hothead, but somehow he didn't get teched up tonight. Somehow he didn't get thrown out of the game because he was arguing with the refs like nobody's business. And he was throwing arms at him and everything else, giving him the business, and they didn't tech him up. All I know is that, you know, Embiid talks about no one can guard me, no one can stop me, and we're unbeatable. And they lose to the Warriors. And Curry puts a 49 on his forehead. Now, I don't know if you saw him tonight. He got smacked in the nose, and he was wearing like a gigantic bandage on his nose, sitting on the sideline, sitting on a bench. And he had this giant bandage on his head, on his face. And you know what that was? That was Steph Curry's game that he just plastered on his face. Because he tried to guard Curry. They doubled with Embiid on Curry. They doubled. They put Embiid on him. because he's so long and allegedly so athletic. Listen, I don't deny Embiid's a badass. Don't get me wrong. I'm not tripping over here. But all these people in Philly that think they're winning it all, you should check yourself. I mean, honestly, I hope you do win it all. I really do. That'd be fantastic. I wouldn't have to watch the Lakers win it. So all I'm telling you is, Mafia, do they ever get it done? Do they ever get it done? That's the question. And you know what people are saying in Philly now? That's before. This is now. That's before. That's the old Sixers. This is the new Sixers. They're going to win it all because this is a whole different ballgame. Different year, different team, different players. They've had different year, different team, different players every year since 83. They've had a different lineup every single effing year since 1983 when Dr. J and company got it done, right? That's bottom line. Do they ever get it done, Mafia?
No, they don't. And, you know, they really have a lot of the same players this year as last year. So the only thing that's the main difference, you would say, is what? The coach? But, oh, we have Doc Rivers, championship pedigree of Doc Rivers. Yeah, whatever. How did Doc Rivers do with these loaded teams out, you know, on the West Coast these last, you know, since he left Boston? How has he done? He's been a perennial disappointment as well. So you have the perennial East disappointment with the coach of the perennial West disappointment, and that's supposed to equal success?
I mean, unbelievable. I don't even, like, I have to see. I have to actually see it to believe it. Like I can't make this stuff up. I have to look at it to actually look at the years that they, I don't even know. So I'm trying to figure out exactly. Mafia, can you figure it out? Can you look it up and see exactly? Cause I'll be sitting here looking all night. I won't even be able to talk. I won't even be like, if I keep looking for this thing, I'm going to lose my mind of what they've done in the playoffs. Seriously, Sixers.
Yeah.
You know,
all right. So last year,
go ahead, go back in time.
43-30, lost in the Eastern Conference first round. Year before that, you were 51-31, second in the East, lost in the Eastern Conference semis. Year before that, 53-30, lost in the Eastern Conference semis. And then, of course, the years before that, 16-2. You know, all the way back to 2011 and 12, they didn't even make the playoffs because they sucked. You know, it was, you know, the trust the process years. But the last 3 years, you lost in the semis, and then got even worse and lost in the first round last year.
Can you go back to, can you take it all the way back to like 83 when they won it?
Yeah.
I mean, let's look at the years. Look at the years after that.
Okay. Going all the way back to 83. We could see that you lost in the Eastern Conference first round in 84, lost in the conference finals 85, lost in the conference semis 86, lost in the first round again in 87, no playoffs in 88, lost in the conference first round in 89, lost in the semis in 90, 91, nothing from 92 all the way to 99, then lost in the conference semis, lost in the finals. Lost in the first round, lost in the semis, no playoffs in 03, 04, lost in the first round, no playoffs back-to-back years in 06, 07, first round, nothing, first round, semis, and then the playoff year, you know, the playoff drought there, tons of losing. I mean, at least the 1 year you made the finals. You made the finals 1 year where you got smoked. Other than that,
yeah,
it's been embarrassing.
Can we just like, and that was the year with Iverson, right?
Yes.
And they got smoked. All I know is that everyone in Philly needs to shut the Pharrell up and stop tripping, because that's all you're doing is tripping. You are tripping ass because you think you're so great at everything, and you're not great at diddly. I mean, honestly, like, don't blame me, because it's so easy. Blame me all you want. Blame me that your basketball team never gets it done ever. Just blame me, because you guys suck so bad. In their history since 83, you suck so bad with all your failures. I mean, just one after the next. I mean, just nothing but failure. It's just, and don't tell me about semis and Eastern Final and all this other. Losing is losing. I don't care when you do it. If you don't win it, you lose every time. You're always losing. That's all you are. You're a loser. That's it. All you do is go and lose. That's it. You lose every time. I mean, the bottom line, do you really think, honestly, Mafia, do you really think, I don't even think, I really honestly don't even think they could beat the Celtics. The Celtics beat them two of the last 3 years. And I mean to tell you, the Celtics lost to the Bulls tonight. That's irrelevant. I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about in the playoffs, Brad Stevens, Tatum, Brown, Smart, Kemba, and whatever, Fournier, whatever you want to do. Throw in anyone you want, and they'll find a way to beat Philly. I mean, they did two of the last 3 years. They'll find a way to beat you. If they played Miami, I think they'd have problems. If they play the Bucks, they'll lose. If they play the Nets, they're losing. It's simple. The Nets are, in my view, if the Nets have any resemblance of health whatsoever, if they have any resemblance, let's say they have Harden and Kyrie playing and no Durant, because Durant's like, you know, peanut brittle. Let's say they have Harden and Irving playing and Joe Harris and, you know, Claxton, Green, and, you know, Shamet and that whole team. And if they play with those two superstars and the rest of that bunch with Nash coaching them, you're not beating them four times. You might beat them three. You're not beating them four. They'll find a way to lose just like they always do. That's it. And it doesn't matter who says it. It doesn't matter if I say it. It doesn't matter if people in Philly say it. It doesn't matter if their fans say it. It doesn't matter if sports talk guys say it, sports TV guys say it, podcasters say it, newspaper guys that cover the team say it. It doesn't matter if the national media says it. It doesn't matter if ESPN says it. It doesn't matter what anyone says whatsoever on the face of the earth. God could say it, and they'd still lose because they always lose. That's it. Like, they need to break through like nobody's business. Now, I know that everybody thinks they're going to break through. Do you really think they're going to win it all, Mafia? I mean, honestly, would you bet on them right now to win it all? To win the East and then go to the finals and win it all?
No, absolutely not.
I mean, how can you? All I know
is... You want to blame somebody, blame yourself.
A guy came in there tonight on a 500 team and slept with your wife. He did it by himself. He beat you by himself. It didn't even take a team effort. He did it by himself.
And Curry, he knew he would. The whole game plan is going to be Curry's going to shoot. And somehow you still leave him open. Somehow he still shoots 17 threes and hits 10 of them.
And what do you think Tatum and Brown are going to do to him? They're going to score 30 points apiece too.
Right. And Beacon's the only ones inside. They'll trade his twos for their threes.
He had a triple-double tonight, Tatum, for the first time ever in his career. Can you even believe that? That it took him this long to have a triple-double? Seriously, because he's a badass. I can't even believe he's never had a triple-double. Till tonight, and they still lost. Boston lost to the Bulls tonight. I can't even believe it. You know what? I hope you win for your sake, because you need it after all the suffering they put you through in Philly. They were going through the motions. They were lifeless.
I don't like that or condone that at all.
I play it straight up, yo.
All right, we're on the bench. So the Bucks lost to the Suns tonight in Milwaukee in overtime, 128-127. Booker got fouled with no time left, with 0.03 on the clock in overtime on a shady call over by the Suns bench. And the Bucks bench went ballistic. Everyone went crazy. The fans were booing. Everybody was hostile. He went to the line, stroked the free throw, game over, 128-127. And the Suns win it. Mafia, did you think he got fouled?
No, not at all. When he was setting up the drive, when you see him at the top of the key and he gets bullied, like, yeah, that was a foul. If you want to call the body contact there, sure, that's a foul. But then when he comes down the right side of that, you know, that arc, he puts up that shot, nobody touches him. And it's amazing that he got that call in Milwaukee. If it was the Phoenix, they say, all right, that's home cooking. The ref's giving the star, you know, guy the call that he didn't deserve. But they anticipated the foul. It was never there on that call.
I can't believe he got that call in Milwaukee. I really can't. That's beyond reproach, honestly. But they win the game. Here's another team that never gets it done. I mean, you know, it's funny. We got people that blame us in that town. They'll blame anyone. They'll blame their mother. They'll blame their mother for the Bucks never getting it done. And they blame us. I remember we were at CBS. They blame us. We're the reason they lose. Yeah, sure. Good one. You lose again. All you do is lose. You and the Sixers should be lovers, honestly, the way you guys pike. I mean, at least this year you learned how to lose in a regular season that doesn't matter. You save it all for the playoffs. Maybe that'll work this year and you'll make it to the NBA Finals finally with your boy Giannis, because I think the Bucks are a really good team, but they always find a way to screw it up. I don't know if it's Budenholzer or if it's the players, but they never get it done either. Fact.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.